Here's an interesting fact. An acronym isn't what most people think it is, at least not strictly speaking. According to the primary definition, people often use the word acronym wrong, maybe even as often as they use it right. Take, for example, this sentence from a press release issued on the MarketWatch news site. SEO is an acronym for Search Engine Optimization. Actually, according to Standard News Style, it's not. Webster's New World College Dictionary is the official reference for Associated Press style, making it the official referee of much of the news media. And both this dictionary and the AP guide itself agree that a string of initials alone does not an acronym make. There's another requirement to qualify as an acronym that may surprise you. Pronunciation. An acronym is, according to Webster's New World, a word formed from the first or first few letters of a series of words. For example, radar is formed from radio, detecting, and ranging. And here's an example that the AP guide gives. Laser, which comes from light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. FEMA, for Federal Emergency Management Agency, is an acronym. FBI, for Federal Bureau of Investigation, is not. NAFTA, for North American Free Trade Agreement, is an acronym. NAACP is not. The test is whether the letters are spoken as letters individually, that is, like initials, or whether they work together to form a word sound. So the more proper way to term FBI, NAACP, and SEO would be either as an abbreviation, an initialism, or just initials. Of course, we've seen over and over again popular usage slowly forms the official rules, so it's no surprise that Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, even though it says pretty much the same thing, that an acronym must be pronounced as a single word, tacks a little note at the end of its definition saying that the word acronym can also be used to mean initialism. So, especially in book writing style, which Merriam-Webster's is used for, it's not technically wrong to say that FBI or SEO is an acronym, but it runs the danger that the reader will think the writer just didn't know any better. So when in doubt, use the word acronym only to describe terms that, like radar and NAFTA, are pronounced as whole words.